How are we going to price the product? What are you going to look at in terms of pricing your product? Well, for what we're doing here, I would say that you are looking at a product that's less than $10, and probably around $5 to $7. There's always a balancing act here, in that obviously the lower something is priced, the more buyers that you're going to get. And it has been argued that a buyer at of a $1 product in the long term is going to buy things down the line just as much as a $10 someone who purchased a $10 item. So in terms of getting more sales, then you might think, well, let's get it as low as possible. However, if you remember that one of our objectives is to attract affiliates, you're far less likely to attract them if you're only offering a $1 product. Now, even 100% commission, they're only going to get a maximum of $1. In fact, it's going to be less than that once you take out the element that goes to JVZoo or whoever the marketplace is. So it's going to be a balancing act. As I say, my recommendation would be under 10, between 5 and 7, but it's up to you. You can go down as much as down to a dollar. I would also suggest that you need to take into consideration how much work is required to pull the product together. Now, don't get me wrong, we always, and I emphasize always, want to create a quality product. Remember, we're looking at medium long term, we want to build our reputation, etc. So we always want to put out good stuff with good information out there. But by the same token, it's very easy to, especially in the early days, to undersell ourselves, to just go for the lowest price point to make sure that we get sellers. I know some people do that, that's part of their strategy. My recommendation to you is don't oversell yourself. If you're putting together a product and you actually find that it's coming into, quite a gargantuan, mammoth product, then perhaps look at splitting it down. It may actually create several products. You may even automatically create an upsell so that you have an initial product but also automatically your upsell. So when you're considering pricing, always bear in mind that balancing act. And also consider how much time, effort, how much benefit is the customer going to get from it. So, having got an idea of how much you're going to price your product up for, you now want to decide what is the subject matter that's going to give you the best conversion for this product that you're putting together. And I would suggest that what you do here is start at the beginning and find a topic. Well, first of all, find your niche, and then a topic within that niche that is currently popular. Perhaps what is being discussed on the blogs that cover the niche you're in. If you've been in this niche if for some time, then you're going to know the buzz that's going around at the moment. Also, you're going to know what are the issues that are prominent at the moment. Where are the problems that people are most wanting to get help on? If you're in the internet marketing or making money online niche, then I would suggest the best place for research is still the Warrior Forum. If you've not come across this before, it is a forum that deals with all things internet marketing. It still gets thousands, multiple thousands of viewers, and so is a great place not only for selling a product, as we say, we're going to set up this idea of setting up a WSO product, but it's also a great source for getting the information as to what should go in that product in the first place. So have a look in the forum itself. Have a look at what questions are being asked. Is there a theme to those questions? Are people asking the same questions over and over again? Incidentally, this can actually help with regards to the product that you come up with, because the answers that they get there may help you in designing that product to answer those questions. You may even want to ask the people themselves, actually create a thread on the forum asking people what they're struggling with. At the end of the day, this doesn't have to be hard. If you want to know what people are struggling with, ask them. You can also look at the WSO section itself. Check out if there are themes currently at the moment. Are the various offers on a particular topic? You can pretty much guarantee that if there are themes, they are going to be popular. I would say that we are researching it. We don't want to copy what is already out there, but we want it to give us a steer on what the hot topics are, where people are actually are going. There are going to be some evergreens, for example, traffic, product creation. They're evergreen topics, but there are also those things that crop up from time to time, and they are the hot topic of the day. So it might be Facebook traffic. It might be, I don't know, solo ads. You see these topics, these themes bubble up every now and again. They may only be around for a certain, a short period of time, but because of what we're trying to do, and that is do things quickly, have a quick turnaround, so that you can, from doing your research through to having a product out there, no more than a week. And therefore, you can catch these hot topics before they cool down. If you were to go down the old route of speccing things out, of polishing things, of coming up with the perfect product, quite easily you could miss these topics. So the methodology that I'm employing here, that I'm showing you, actually captures those hot topics when they are still hot. Another way that you can come up with the subject matter is if you have an existing list of your own, why not ask them? It doesn't matter if it's only a small list. In fact, a small list is often better because you have a better relationship with them. But get something out there, ask them a question, send them a mail asking them what their biggest problem is. What would they like to have help on? Be open. Tell them what you're planning. Tell them that you are looking to pull together a product to help people. You may even offer some, all of them, all of those that respond, a free copy of whatever you're creating. That's obviously going to motivate people to get back to you, to make the effort to drop you a reply. Your list can be a great source of information, and it is especially good because you have that relationship with them already. So doing this, it doesn't have to take long. Within a day or two, you can have your topic, your product topic settled in your mind, which then allows us to go into actually creating the product. And this is where people just see this as too big. People are very often turned off creating their own problem because they see it as too much of an issue. It's too big to comprehend. And therefore, that's why I've come up with my chunking methodology. You may have heard the question, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is chunk by chunk. Now, if you look at a whole elephant, it is huge. If you were told that you were going to have to eat all that elephant, and by the way, I'm a vegetarian, so I wouldn't do this, but if you were asked to eat that elephant, it would just blow your mind. But if you start chunking that down, and then chunking it again, and then chunking it again, until you get little platefuls, then it starts to become a more practical, a more feasible thing to do. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to look at the whole process. Sorry, if we were to look at the whole process from beginning to end, it is going to be too intimidating to even start. I know that because I've been there. When I first started and I had this idea that creating my own product was going to be useful, it was just too big. So what we're going to do is we're going to break the task down. And then we're going to break it down again. And then we're going to break it down again until eventually we get a bunch of very manageable chunks. Chunks that we can do in, little tasks that we can do. Not a huge Goliath thing that's in front of us, but just a list of little tasks. So the way that we're going to actually achieve that, the process is that we're going to start with a blank piece of paper or word processing document. I have to say that I personally find it easier with an electronic document because if you've got that, you can then move elements around. You'll find that this, in the early days, is very much about getting stuff out there, getting stuff down. You can do the rearranging a little bit later. If you're doing that with pen and paper, you're having to cross out and rewrite or get lots of different pages, etc. So I would always recommend a word processing document. If you're in, I personally work in on a PC, and therefore Word is ideal. Whatever the equivalent is on Mac, I haven't got one, so I don't know what it is, but I'm sure you do if you use a Mac, use that. If you don't have those, then there is a really good free alternative, OpenOffice. I say completely free, based upon Microsoft Office, has all the stuff that you would want. Not quite as sophisticated as Word, but for what we want, it's ideal. I will actually provide you a link to that if you don't already have a word processing option at the moment. So we've got our document, and all I want you to do is initially write the name of your product at the top. So now you've got a page with the name of your product at the top that you can refer to, keep referring back to if you're ever in any doubt. And now what I'm going to want you to do is simply list the main headings of what you think should be included in that product. If you were receiving this product, what would you want to know about it? Between 8 or 10 should be about right, and should be fairly simple and easy to do. Don't try and think about what are going to be included in those headings yet. Just get the headings down. The chunking methodology is all about taking things step by step, just focusing on the things that are in front of you so that you don't overface yourself. Just let the headings come. Don't overthink it. Just get them down. You can always change them, add to them, remove them, etc. later on, but get them down. I'd always suggest that you do more rather than less because you can actually, it's far easier to remove headings or move a heading into as a subheading later on than it is to come up with extra headings. So get those 8 to 12 headings down on your piece of paper. And now you're off and running. You've done the most difficult bit. You've started the process. For example, I've told you that I'm practicing what I'm preaching here, that this training course has been developed using the steps that I'm telling you here. So when I did this, the headings, the main headings that I came up were why have your own product? What are the objectives of the product? Pricing of the product? Choosing the subject matter? Designing? Dealing with gaps in the knowledge, creating the physical product, creating the sales page, getting the most from the offer, how to get traffic and taking action. So those were my 11 headings. And it probably took me 30 minutes tops to come with that list, and probably closer to about 15 minutes. I did that just by, I had my music on, listening. It wasn't work. It was dead easy to do. So we've started the chunking. We've chunked it down. We've done our initial chunk. We're now going to take that a step further. And what I want you to do is to take down or copy the first heading and use it as the heading for a new page. And guess what? You're going to do the process all over again. So for that heading, so in my case it was why have your own product, you're going to come up with 8 to 10 subheadings. Again, very straightforward, should be very easy, very quick. Don't overthink it, just get those headings down there. You can tweak, you can adjust later, get them down. At this stage, what you may find is that those subheadings will automatically lead to you breaking some of them down even further so that you have subheadings to your subheadings. At this stage, I would do that. So now you've got at least 8 to 10 or 8 to 12 subheadings. Underneath that, some of them may be broken down even more. Once you've done that for the first heading, then repeat it for all of the other main headings. During this process, you'll probably find it will help you determine in which order the headings should be. So you've got the initial order as you wrote them down, but as you're going through this process, it will become clearer whether you need to adjust them in the order that they run. So, you've done this for all of the headings. So let's imagine that you had 10 main headings, and then that for each of those main headings, you broke it down into just 10 subheadings. So you now have 100 parts to your product. This goes without any further subheadings that you might have had. So you have basically the skeleton of a product. Each of those parts could be a page or a paragraph in a PDF. It could be a discussion topic in an audio, or part of a slide in a video presentation. Having completed this, you now have the main part of creating a new product completed. You have done the hard work. You now have the structure for a product. But before we go into actually creating the physical product from what we've just created from this structure, I just want to have a look at the gaps in knowledge. Perhaps if you're new, either new into your market or new into this particular area, or simply that you might know a lot about a certain part of what you're talking about in the product, but there are elements that you don't know. There is a simple, straightforward solution. In the past, I know for me that might have been a stopper. I thought, well, I can't complete this product because there is 5% of it that I don't know, that I'm not an expert on. Well, now you don't have to. The process is to basically find products or training or information on the web, depending on the size of this gap, that cover the area where your knowledge is lacking. Then read up, complete the training, make sure that you understand that knowledge. And then what you're going to do is to use that information that you've gained from that training material, from that blog, from that book or whatever, to fill in the gaps. At this point, I must emphasize, I'm not talking about copying. It's illegal. You wouldn't like it if people do it to you, People are going to not like it if you do it with them. So we're not talking about copying. But there is very little new information out there. You know, information that you get is usually just a reinterpretation, a regurgitation of something that the author has read or experienced early on. So there's nothing wrong in putting information that you find into your own words. So with those gaps in your knowledge, the gaps for the product, don't worry about it. Go out there, find the answers, put those answers into your own words. This has two benefits. One, it makes sure that you get your product out there. But secondly, it also makes sure that your gap in knowledge is now filled. So, you know, it helps you as a marketer as well as helping the customers of your product.